The Memphis Grizzlies are going for history, franchise history, 11 consecutive wins, and to get to 12, the Grizzlies got to go through the Los Angeles Lakers. I can't think of too many teams that would be better to beat than the Los Angeles Lakers for a franchise record 12-game winning streak. How can the Grizzlies do it? We're going to talk about that right here, right now, and plus, I'll unveil my media ballot of all-star starters voting in the Western Conference. Stay tuned for that as well. Coming up right here, right now, on Locked On Grizzlies.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to Locked On Grizzlies. I am your host, DeMichael Cole, beat writer of the Commercial Appeal here in Memphis, Tennessee, coming to you live from L.A. I'm out here in L.A. right now in Los Angeles preparing for the game tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers at Crypto.com Arena. Still got to get used to saying that, right? Crypto.com Arena. Not Staples Center, formerly Staples Center. Crypto.com Arena tonight as the Grizzlies go for the franchise record 12-game winning streak. But first, before we break all of this down, today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn jobs help you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. All you have to do is post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. I want to thank you all for making Locked On Grizzlies one of your first listens each and every day. Make sure you continue to do that as well, because you know you can find us everywhere, just like the air. So Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen or watch your podcast, Locked On Grizzlies is there. History is on the line for the Grizzlies tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers team, and we'll preview that game in our second segment. But right now, we're going to focus specifically on, you know, the history. And I had a chance, you know, after the last game in the locker room, I was just talking to a few of the players about this winning streak, right? This is the second time we've seen the Grizzlies go on an 11-game win streak. We also saw this last season. The Grizzlies won 11 consecutive games last season before that streak was halted. I think it was the second night of a back-to-back against the Dallas Mavericks. And basically, you know, everyone around the team was saying at that point, look, we were tired. I mean, it was a long stretch that the Grizzlies – it was a grueling stretch that the Grizzlies went through in order to get that 11-game win streak. But on this win streak, the feeling has – the vibes have just felt a little bit different. So, you know, we asked the players a little bit, you know, like, what's different? And, I mean, they all said the same thing and just in different ways. And it's kind of that we've been here before mentality. The Grizzlies have been here before. Winning 11 games last season, like, wow, 5 consecutive games. Oh, wow, that's 8. Can they get the 10? Wow, they've won 10 straight. Now it's 11. This year, the Grizzlies are beating teams that they're supposed to beat. You know, during this win streak, me and my co-host Joe Mullinax have talked in recent episodes about how the Grizzlies right now, you know, during this win streak, they haven't beaten the biggest, baddest teams, you know, in the NBA, but they're beating the teams that are on their schedules. And quite frankly, I don't care who you're playing at the professional level, at the NBA level, it's hard to win 11 consecutive games. But the point being here is, if you go all the way back to when the streak started, right? Raptors, Pelicans, Kings. Okay, that was a tough, you know, 3-game stretch, so to speak. But after that, the Hornets, the Magic, the Jazz, the Spurs twice, the Pacers without Tyrese Haliburton, without Miles Turner, the Suns, you know, the shorthanded Suns missing 3 starters. Then this Cavs game was a close one without Donovan Mitchell. The Grizzlies were favored in all of those games. They were favored in all of those games. So basically what Memphis is doing right now is taking care of business. So just talking with the players, the feeling that I got is this is what we're supposed to do. That's part of the feeling I got. And then the other part of it was we've been here before. This isn't the first time that this team has won 11 games. And you don't have to remind them. You don't have to remind the Grizzlies how last season ended. So part of it is, you know, this 11-game win streak, it's cool, but we're playing for something else at the end of the season. Last season, you know, it was a big push to get Ja Morant into the All-Star game as a starter and the other guys into the All-Star game. It was a big push to get on national TV. It was a big push to win 10 consecutive games and all that. The Grizzlies have done all of that stuff now. They've done all of that. So now the push is more about the long-term goal. And everything that happens in between is just part of the process. So that's why, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. basically said, yeah, you know, the streak is it's cool, but we've, you know, we've done this before. And you know, there's that feeling of it's more of the day-to-day. It's business, right? We've done this before. And Ja Morant kind of echoed that same message. So that's simply why this win streak is different than the one from last season. And quite frankly, why I think this one will probably last even longer, because the mindset is different. They're not as consumed with the idea of the win streak as last season. And then, so what are the chances of this streak continuing? And I think there's a very good chance. Well, one, we're going to start off talking about, you know, the Grizzlies, 11 consecutive wins. They're playing on the road. And how long can this streak potentially go? The Los Angeles Lakers are the first team that the Grizzlies will play on an upcoming 5-game West Coast road trip. Last time we saw the Grizzlies play on a West Coast road trip, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. The Grizzlies went 1-3, losses to the Oklahoma City Thunder, losses to the Denver Nuggets, losses to the Golden State Warriors, with a win against the Suns mixed in between, you know, the Warriors loss and the Nuggets loss. But looking back on it, you know, losing to the Warriors and Nuggets at home is nothing to be ashamed of. Two of the better teams in the NBA and playing at home. But you know what? I also realized a lot of teams are good at home this season. Matter of fact, just on this trip alone, the Lakers, 11-11 at home. They have a 500 record on their home floor. Outside of the Lakers, the other four opponents that the Grizzlies will play on the road, that means the Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, Golden State Warriors, Minnesota Timberwolves, all of those teams are at least 4 games over 500 when playing on their home floors. So it's not going to be easy. And this is the test, right? We just mentioned how the Grizzlies were favorites in all of those games, you know, in these previous games. Probably going to be some slight favorites in most of these games as well. But these are bigger tests. The Grizzlies are, you know, 11-10 on the road. They're over 500 on the road. They recently just surpassed it after, you know, the tough road trip on the West and things like that. So this is a big test, but it starts against the Lakers, right? And I don't think the Lakers are world beaters by any means. We're going to preview that game in the upcoming segment here, but playing against the Lakers on the road gives the Grizzlies a good chance to kind of keep this win streak going. And then they'll have the back-to-back against the Suns and the Kings, which will be a quick swing. So that's going to be a really tough turnaround on Memphis. We'll see how that goes as well. But the thing is, this winning streak is different than the one from last season. There's a very solid chance that this winning streak continues today against the Lakers. And if it does, the Grizzlies will get a franchise record winning streak. And, you know, it'll be cool. They'll probably celebrate it for a couple seconds. And you know what they'll do right after that? All right, let's go. Got to prepare for Phoenix now. That's kind of the mindset, I think, that I've gathered just covering this team, you know, this season as compared to last season. But, you know, speaking of being covered, you might want to be covered in your job searching, your job hiring process as well. And to cover yourself, you might want to go over to LinkedIn, because the thing about LinkedIn is I have a LinkedIn profile. If you want to go add me on LinkedIn, you can go add me as well, because I keep my LinkedIn updated. And the thing about LinkedIn is that's where these job managers, that's where they go to find you. And that's where you have great opportunities over at LinkedIn. And I just suggest that you go take advantage of that today. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 It all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to go check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates with more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills. If you go over to LinkedIn, you'll realize this. It has a section. It says skills, values, and experiences. And you can go through all those sections, see what people match up, what preferences you are looking for. Or you can flip it around and say, hey, I want to show this job my skills in this area, that area, what I my values and the experience that I have. And it can help you lead to that job you've been seeking. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. LinkedIn goes beyond resume data. LinkedIn uses insights from your job posts, your company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Remember this, LinkedIn Jobs make it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. All you have to do is LinkedIn Jobs. It helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to and faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. And you can go post your job right now for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Coming up next on Locked On Grizzlies, we're going to preview the matchup against the Lakers and Grizzlies. Big one coming up. So make sure you stay tuned for that. The Grizzlies and Lakers are meeting tonight at Crypto.com Arena, and it's gonna be a huge one. It's gonna be a huge game, right? Not only is it gonna be a huge game just because it's Grizzlies Lakers, it's gonna be a huge game simply because the fact that it's nationally televised. There's the possibility that we get to see Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr., LeBron James. Russell Westbrook, a lot of big faces potentially being on the court in this game. So this is a big chance for the Grizzlies to kind of continue this winning streak and, set the tone on this upcoming road trip. So what do you need to know about the Lakers, right? It's been a difficult season out there and they've been struggling, but don't let the 20-25 record fool you. Don't let the record fool you. 6-4 in their last 10 games. LeBron James playing great basketball. And more importantly, they're at home. They're 500 at home. But again, I just said they're 20-25 overall. So they're 9-14 on the road, but they're 500 at home. The big question going into this game is LeBron James's availability. LeBron James is questionable due to left ankle soreness. According to my understanding, he was also questionable with the same injury in the previous Lakers game. So sounds like there's a solid chance that LeBron James will play. But nonetheless, he is listed on the injury report as questionable. So there is a chance that the Lakers could be without LeBron James. In addition to, Anthony Davis is also, out still, recovering from his injury as well. So the Lakers actually have a few similarities to the Grizzlies. And neither team, for one, shoots the ball particularly well. The Grizzlies, 20th in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. The Lakers, a little bit further down, 27th out of 30 teams in shooting percentage from three-point range this season. So how do these teams score, right? We know how the Grizzlies score, the number one paint scoring team in the NBA for the last four seasons. And that streak is continuing right now as the Grizzlies currently lead the NBA in paint points per game. And then the Lakers, they're second. You probably didn't know that, but the Lakers are second in paint points scored per game and going all the way back to, the championship season in L.A. Because I was looking at this one time when I was looking at Ja Morant's, just paint scoring dominance. And I realized that the Lakers had some similarities when they won the championship. I think we talked about it here on Locked On Grizzlies, how the Lakers, when they won the title during, the bubble season, they were dominant in the paint. Weren't really a great outside shooting team. They had a couple guys who one is now a Grizzly and Danny Green. They had a couple guys who could fill it up from beyond the arc, but they did most of their damage inside. And that's kind of how this Lakers team is, with one big difference that we'll talk about in a second, but the Grizzlies as well. So two great teams at scoring in the paint, two teams that aren't really the best three-point shooting teams. So what's the difference? Why is one of these teams 31 and 13 and the other team is 20 and 25? Simple. All you got to do is go to the defensive end. Let's take opponents' paints points per game, for example, right? Because both of these teams are great at getting to the paint. So if you're looking at it from the Grizzlies' perspective, the Grizzlies are great at getting into the paint. The Grizzlies are also great at paint point prevention. Memphis is fourth in the NBA in opponents' paint points per game. So what the Grizzlies are doing a great job of this season is, yeah, they'll score their share of points in the paint, but they aren't going to let you score in the paint in return. So this isn't a buy one, get one free type thing here. The Grizzlies, they're going to buy theirs. They're going to make you pay extra if you want to come in the paint. Whereas on the other end with the Lakers, great at scoring in the paint, 25th in the NBA in opponents' paint points per game. So basically, if you look at it like this, when it comes to allowing teams scoring in the paint, the Grizzlies are great at protecting their paint. The Lakers are one of the worst teams in the NBA at protecting the paint. And both teams are excellent at getting in the paint. So with that being said, you know, I think that bodes well for the Grizzlies' chances in this game on tonight, specifically, you know, a guy like Anthony Davis, you know, not being available, right? That's a big part of it. Anthony Davis is, you know, one of the better, I think, shot blockers we have in the NBA. It's just a solid paint protector. And him not being available kind of hurts, you know, the Lakers' chances of protecting the rim. Then you go to defensive rating. Grizzlies, number one defensive rating team in the NBA right now. The Lakers are 21st with a net rating of -1. So all things considered, the Grizzlies separate themselves from the Lakers on the defensive end. That's pretty much how they separate themselves from a lot of teams. And now there's also, you know, the availability side of the Grizzlies thing. We mentioned that LeBron James is questionable on the Grizzlies side. The injury report remains pretty much squeaky clean, except one addition. Zaire Williams is questionable for this game due to a non-COVID illness. So we know if Zaire Williams doesn't play, that likely sets the stage for David Roddy. And what about, you know, a guy like Jake LaRavia? Jake LaRavia, just watched him play in the G League Hustle recent game, 27 points in the first half. Couldn't watch it live because the Grizzlies game was kind of going on at the same time. And as the Grizzlies were playing the Cavs, just kind of look over in the background, you're looking at Jake LaRavia's stats, and it's like 27 points in the first half. I think he finished that game with 34 points. The Hustle are doing some great things over there, by the way. You might want to check that team out and keep up with them. But, you know, it'd be good to see him eventually get some playing time. But I think David Roddy's experience, David Roddy has been pretty consistent. And I think David Roddy actually, if you just look at the way stylistically he's playing right now, it's kind of similar to how the Grizzlies have kind of deployed, you know, Zaire Williams in some ways. And I'll explain it like this. You know, he does a lot of spot-up three-point shooting, maybe more so than Zaire, because Zaire will get to the mid-range from time to time and things like that. He does a lot of the spot-up three-point shooting, but he also runs the floor really, really well. I think that's a big part of it. You know, he runs the floor really well, and that's a separator. That separates Zaire Williams. I talk about it a lot. That's why Zaire Williams is, I think, one of the better wings in the NBA at running the floor. And that's how he gets a lot of those easy transition alley-oops and things like that. But David Roddy actually does a decent job of that as well. So it looks like he'll probably be positioned to step in, you know, to be another body you can throw at LeBron James too, right? Y'all call him Big Body Roddy. I call him D-Rod. But a lot of the fan base, you like to call him Big Body Roddy. Guess what? Big Body Roddy is going to have to stand in front of Big Body LeBron more than likely today. So another guy, you know, you got Dylan Brooks. We've seen Desmond Bane get his fair share of guarding LeBron James as well. And, you know, David Roddy would be another guy who could potentially, you know, factor into, you know, that matchup of guarding LeBron James. Now, we've talked about this Lakers matchup. We talked about, you know, The Grizzlies going for the franchise record. Now we're going to switch. The All-Star, latest All-Star voting came out on yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a second, and then I'll unveil my All-Star starters ballot coming up. But before we get to that, know about you, but I gotta give me a bite before the game today. And if you want something to snack on just a couple hours before game time, I know you're probably going to, you know, have a nice meal plan at a game time. But if you want something to snack on, you're looking for a delicious treat that doesn't have all of the fat and the calories, you got to try a Built Bar. See, look, I know we just got through the holiday season, so you're trying to eat a little bit healthier, right? You just had, you know, all these holidays coming up, all the big family feasts. Well, guess what? If you're like me, you want to eat healthier after that stretch. You don't have to compromise your taste to eat healthier. You got to try Built Bar, because with Built Bar, healthy is actually tasty. No, it's delicious. Like, seriously, it's delicious, and you won't think they're good for you, but it's perfect for you right now. I know you got that New Year's resolution of eating good, but eating healthy as well. That's why you should take on Built Bar. What makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, it's covered in 100% real chocolate. Not that fake stuff. Real chocolate, and they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter, brownie, coconut, almond, and so many more. And I'm not sure how Built Bar does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And that's what's even better than that is they're healthy. Only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't have to wait around to get a box. For a year, we've been telling you to go over to Built.com, right? Now, all you have to do is go to your local Walmart or Sam's Club. You still can go to Built.com, but you can go over to your local Walmart or your Sam's Club right now. Head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk to the pharmacy section and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4 box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, coconut puffs. And if you like Sam's Club, you know, things run bigger in Sam's. So if you want to go to your Sam's Club, go grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors like brownie batter and churro. And by the way, you can thank me later when you try it out. So go check out Built Bars now. And remember, you can also go over to Built.com. But if you want to go in the store and get it for yourself, Walmart or Sam's has Built Bars available on hand. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies on today. And last but not least, I want to talk to you about the latest Western Conference, you know, All-Star fan voting. And then I'll reveal what I did in my All-Star voting ballot. First, All-Star fan voting, not much to report there. Things look similar on the Grizzlies end. Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane still not in the top 10 of voting for guards or forwards. So it looks like, you know, at least from the fan voting perspective, Ja Morant's probably going to be the only Grizzlies All-Star. But the big question about Ja Morant's status is he going to start? Is he going to come off the bench? Last year, we saw him start in the All-Star game. This year, it's looking a little less unlikely as Steph Curry and Luka Doncic continue to be, you know, well above Ja Morant in votes. In fact, Ja Morant is kind of, you know, just above Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out there, the Oklahoma City guard, who's having a terrific season, by the way. Ja Morant is just barely, you know, above him right now in All-Star voting. So there's that as well. But there's also my ballot. As a media member, I was one of the people who had, you know, the privilege of putting together an All-Star ballot this year. And just for those who don't know, I'll break down how the All-Star voting process works. So you have fan voting counts for 50%. So what we were just talking about in terms of Ja being third, you know, behind Stephen Curry and Luka Doncic, that's in the fan voting. That's only a portion. Fan voting is 50%, I'm sorry. Then there's a media panel, selected media members around the country, which I'm a part of. We get 25% of the voting. And then there's the other 25% between players. Coaches pick the players to come off the bench. I repeat, coaches will choose the All-Star reserves for each conference. So basically, with my ballot, in simpler terms, I had to pick the All-Star starters for the Eastern Conference, for the Western Conference. And this is Locked On Grizzlies, so we'll only talk about my Western Conference All-Star starter selection. I'll start with the front court because I know you don't care about the front court. So we'll hold, you know, the good stuff for later. And with the front court, my three picks were LeBron James, Domantas Sabonis, and Nikola Jokic. Jokic is a no-brainer here. I think LeBron James is pretty much close to a no-brainer. I mean, you know, what he's doing at the small court position at 38. I know the Lakers, you know, they're not winning a lot of games, but you still can't deny, you know, the greatness, the high level of play that LeBron is playing at. Domantas Sabonis was the trickier option, right? You got a lot of guys that factor into that power forward position. You know, Aaron Gordon for winning. Jaren Jackson Jr. came on late, hasn't played a lot of games defensively. Zion Williamson's availability has been up in the air too, but I would say if Zion Williamson was still healthy, he probably would have been my starting power forward pick. But I went with Domantas Sabonis, even though he's played, you know, majority of his minutes at center this season. He's played a lot of time in his career at power forward. I think he's leading the NBA in double-doubles right now, 19 points over 12.5 boards per game. I mean, the passing is top tier. You know, he's having a terrific season. I think, you know, I had to give him his nod. I know people don't appreciate the Kings like that, but he definitely is a deserving player. Now moving on to the guards. I know that's what you want to hear, right? Well, I'll start with the easier pick, I think, was Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry was my first guard pick, and then it came down to two guys, Luka Doncic, Ja Morant. Last year, Ja Morant got the nod over Luka Doncic, and he was elected an all-star starter. I think the second all-star starter in Grizzlies history. This year, it's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher. Luka has been available. Luka is putting up crazy numbers. And the Mavs, they're not winning at the level of the Grizzlies, but Mavs are winning games. Top five in the Western Conference right now. So with all that being said, I ended up going with Luka Doncic over Ja Morant as an all-star starter. Now, Ja Morant, even if I'm one person now, everyone else could have voted for Ja, and he'd probably be elected an all-star starter. So this isn't, you know, the end for Ja Morant here as potential as an all-star starter in this game. But quite frankly, I think it's tough. In the Western Conference, it's going to be like this for a while. If Ja Morant's in the East, I think he's an all-star starter without a doubt. You know, I think his biggest competition would be Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell over there, and he probably edges out one of those guys. But in the West, this three-headed monster is going to be battling for two spots for at least probably three more years. You got Luka, you got Ja, you got Steph. Last year, it was Steph and Ja, and Ja edged out Luka. This year, I think Luka will get the edge. I mean, the production is there, and, you know, he's been available. I think he's missed, like, five games this season, but they're all, like, second nights of back-to-backs and things like that. So he's been available for the most part, and the Mavs are winning. They're not winning at the level of the Grizzlies. And it was tough for me because, again, I am one person who value matters to me, value of the output. Ja Morant, before this last game, Ja Morant was 57th in minutes played in the NBA. Luka Doncic is well inside, you know, plays, you know, five more minutes per game than Ja. So that did not, you know, leave my mind. Some of his numbers are higher than Ja Morant, specifically in assists. I think he has like 0.8 or so more assists than Ja. If Ja was playing five more minutes per game, he would easily lap Luka in assists, in my opinion. So there is that. It was tough. It was a tough deal between those two. But, you know, that's why I put the emphasis earlier on saying coaches will select the all-star reserves, because I think this does not signal the end of, you know, anything when it comes to Ja Morant. He's definitely going to be an all-star reserve, and he'll be, you know, in the all-star game for the Grizzlies. So that's one all-star. We'll see what happens, you know, for the cases. Again, the coaches will select the reserves. So we'll see how coaches value what Jaren Jackson Jr., what Desmond Bane have done. All-star starters will be selected, announced on next Thursday night. So we'll have that for you next week as well on Locked On Grizzlies. But I'll be out here on the entire West Coast road trip. So that means after the game in Phoenix, after the game in Sacramento coming up, after the game in Phoenix, we'll have, you know, an update. Me, Joe, break down what happened in that game, as well as the game in Sacramento on the second night of that back-to-back. I'll be out there for the entirety of the West Coast trip. So you follow all of our work here. You also follow my work over at commercialappeal.com. That's where I have a lot of exclusive coverage on what's going on as well. So make sure, thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen today. Now make your second listen Game to Game. Because every moment, every top performance, every result, Locked On Game to Game covers every game across the NBA and the Western Conference with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Go follow Game to Game Locked On right now. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies. Once again, I appreciate you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. We'll have much more on what's going on around the Grizzlies. Stay tuned as well. Signing out here, DeMichael Cole, beat writer, Commercial Appeal in Memphis, Tennessee. We appreciate you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies.